So what has you in a chokehold these days? Well, guess what? We're going to be talking about goal setting because for some of you, removing mental obstacles is one of the things that you need to do because they might have you in a chokehold. We're going to get right into it right after this quick intro. You're live here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're glad to have you.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting live from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard and seen all across the world wide web. Hello. Listen, YouTube, you already got it hot. Hey, Kim, that's my blood sister over there, warming it up over on YouTube. Thank you so much for being here. Certainly those that are watching live across various platforms, such as Facebook and LinkedIn. Certainly we cannot leave out those that check out the podcast version on Apple Podcasts or iHeartRadio or all of the places and all of the things. Thank you so much for being here for episode 738 right here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And the topic is goal setting, removing mental obstacles that have you in a choke. Hold. Listen, I know there might be a sandwich that has you in the chokehold. I know there might be a latte that has you in the chokehold. The summer might have you in the chokehold, but we want to talk about goal setting. What I love about this time of the year, back to school, back to business, right? A lot of vacations, a lot of out of office time. But now that even if you have school age children or not, there's something that's awesome that happens as we start rolling into September, which FYI is my birthday month. And I do celebrate all month long. I'm getting the party started early. But there's something interesting that happens this time of the year where all of the vacations virtually are done. We know we vacation all year long, but you know, the big summer vacations are done. And now we can kind of focus on things. And so our guest is hanging out with us in the virtual studio, ready to come up to the mic. Yoronda Travis is with us. But listen, thank you so much again for being here. Thank you for being here, Angelica. Hello. Thank you, Roberto, for being here from New York. Of course, Kim and Deborah in Maryland, thank you so much for checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Listen, let me go ahead and tell you a little bit about our guest. And I would encourage you to go ahead and, if you're with us live, share this into a group that you might manage or own, or tag a friend and say, hey, you need to come and check out episode 738 of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So Yoronda Travis is with us. She's the founder of Comprehensive Counseling Solutions of Virginia. She is a licensed professional counselor, licensed substance abuse practitioner, and a board approved clinical supervisor for those pursuing licensure in the state of Virginia, certainly boasting over three decades of clinical expertise across diverse settings. She has earned a master's degree in rehabilitation counseling from Medical College of Virginia, which certainly laid the foundation for her career. And with a rich background encompassing community-based mental health programs, crisis intervention, nonprofits, government agencies, and private practices, Yoronda's professional journey reflects a steadfast commitment to holistic care. And listen, you can check out her full bio if you look down below in your show notes, wherever you're watching, and jumping over to charvette.com. You can see all of the great things there. Listen, it's time to put your hands together as we welcome Yoronda Travis up to the mic. Clap, clap, clap. Hey, girl. Hey, we're glad to have you.
Hey, girl. Hey. How are you?
I am doing well. Listen, congratulations on anniversary and all the great travel and everything that you've been doing the last couple of weeks.
Thank you so much. Time to take a break, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you just need some downtime. And, you know, when I need a day, I take a day. So thank you so much. And I'm so glad to be with you. I'm so excited.
Yes. So listen, I want to use all of our time and jump right on in. And so I'd love to hear like how this all got started for you, how your journey, how you really took this journey to becoming a licensed professional counselor.
Well, I'll tell you, it was kind of by accident. it's truly, I thought I would be working with people with traumatic brain injury, and that was not my calling. It was not my passion. So kind of, you know, switched directions and thought about counseling, and it has worked out. So.
Oh, right. And then certainly being the founder of Comprehensive Counseling Solutions of Virginia, what, you know, because it's one thing to be in the therapy world, be in the counseling world, but then to start your own practice. What was the catalyst for that?
Desperation. just really experiencing a lot of different employment, a lot of different companies. And, you know, I thought I wanted to sit over here in this little corner, just the people who I wanted to see and kind of work by myself. And obviously not what ended up happening. Yeah, I just, you know, sometimes you think to yourself, this job ain't it. Mm. And I label myself as psychologically unemployable. So, you know, and when you're in a job and you want to be your own boss, you're not the best employee. I will tell anybody, you know, I was task oriented. I could get it done, you know, but really I'm always thinking, what if I just did this myself? What if I just did this myself? And it took me a long time to say, you know, maybe I could. And that's kind of what happened.
Listen, and so we're not giving any spoiler alerts because they can read and check out the rest and Prosper, which you are one of our co-authors. So I love your chapter, which is actually the opening chapter of this book collaboration. So they can hear all about that and more. And so viewers and listeners, you can purchase your copy from Yoronda by going to charvette.com and just checking out her blog post. And if you're on YouTube, it's down below in the show notes. And also if you are on the podcast versions, look down below in the show notes. So we won't spoil it because we're featuring you in other places.
I love that.
So how does that feel? Like, I'm just going to throw this in, like, published author now, you can add to your amazing resume.
Unbelievable. It is unbelievable. Again, something that I've always wanted to do, just kind of afraid to put myself out there. And you think, why not? Like,
yeah,
I'm just like everybody else. And they all, you know, when you share your story, it gives people permission to move on their own goals and their own dreams. Yeah. And that's what we all want. I want to, you know, be surrounded by people that are doing it.
Yeah, there you have it. And you're a great example of that. And so for today's segment, I love that we're going to be talking about goal setting, which, you know, as I mentioned in the intro, kind of sliding out of, you know, this kind of summer period and moving into September, October, November, December. I feel like people get like a renewed sense of energy, a renewed sense of, okay, let me focus. There were things maybe I had on my resolution list or the to-do list for the year, and now people have a fire back under them. And so we're talking about goal setting, removing mental obstacles that have you in a chokehold. And so how have your experiences shaped your approach for helping people with these mental blocks and mental obstacles?
Well, you know, it's funny because I had to first conquer those things myself, knowing that I had, and I don't call them resolutions or things, you know, you set your intentions and you go in that direction. But it's hard to do because you have this imposter syndrome, you question your ability, you question your proficiency with certain things. Yeah. And you know, we all feel like imposters every single day, you know, you're like, who am I to be on, you know, the Charvette Mitchell radio show telling people, you know, how to get themselves, you know, directed, you know, in the right way. But, you know, when you can do a thing, you can teach a thing. Right. Mm-hmm. And I had some really tough, tall, hairy, nasty obstacles, you know, telling yourself, all kinds of stuff. You know, your mind will lie to you. It's a lie. Oh, yeah. Your anxiety is a liar. So, you know, and so, you know, to be able to get over those things and have some of the things that I dreamed about, you know, being an employer, being able to affect, you know, so many people, you know, every single day with the work that we do is, you know, it's powerful, and it is really, really a blessing. So I felt like, hey, this is a problem that we all have. I have lots of friends who are accomplished, lots of women who have gobs of degrees, but they still, you know, they don't show up as that person with the degrees. They show up, they think, as an imposter. These people have doctorates and they've done all these like things, and they're still clocking in to somebody else's place. You know, they're helping someone else create their goals and their dreams, right? And they are some of the most talented women. You know, I want to do this. I had started to think about this. This is what I want to do in retirement. You know, you will never be as young as you are today.
Ooh, right. Reality check, right?
Yeah. Big deal. Yeah. I have a friend of mine who says, you know, we only have X amount of summers. I'm like, ooh, girl, more of it. But it's true. So, you know, action really gets, anxiety does not like action. Right.
So that's good.
What that means is when you start to move in the direction of that goal, a lot of those butterflies and a lot of that stuff will go away. You start to feel more proficient as you are doing a thing, right? You're on episode 700 and something. I'm sure this episode is not like your first, you know, 100 episodes.
Not at all.
Not at all. And so how do you get to be that? You do that, right? You do that. And we all have the tools to do that, which we have in our mind. We do. We can do anything. So that's kind of how it happened. I just said, you know, I did it. And God knows I was on a wing and a prayer, honey. So, you know, and broke as a joke. But I thought I could do it.
Yeah. You said so much right there. Like that was like an Oprah life class right there that you just said. I got to go back. I got to spin the block on something that you said. Your mind will lie to you. Your thoughts will lie. Yeah. And so we will sometimes just assume whatever came up in our mind. Well, that is the case. And that's not
it. No, those are cognitive distortions. We tell ourselves we are too old to start something new. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough backing. I don't have enough experience. We ask questions like, well, what if I fail? You know, and so that is what comes to mind. What if you succeed is the question.
Ah, that's
it. What does that look like for you? Yeah. What does it look like for you? And I ask every client that I have, on a scale of 1 to 10, how important is the goal to you? And if it is only a 5, you're not going to move. But when you have to get it done, because you think about it every single day, you wake up with it every single day, it is more important than you want to admit, because we'll minimize our dreams because we don't want to tell. Because, you know, our girlfriend said it's too many of us. Girl, you don't want to open that up because there's plenty of people. Meanwhile, she's walking in.
Right.
Yeah. So it's like, don't let, oh, well, the market is oversaturated. You know how many therapists there are in Richmond? You know how many therapists there are on Armbridge Road?
alone in Richmond, Virginia. But how much work is there? And how it's because the pie is big enough for everybody to eat, right?
And you have something special to offer. You just got to figure out what it is. What is your unique brand position? What is it? You know, it's not what, you know, Joe is down the street. Nobody is Charvette. Nobody's going to put that Charvette sauce on it but you.
Yeah.
You know, and so once you start to challenge those distortions, right? I am not too old. I do have the experience. I can do this. And I might be great at it, right? When you start to really talk to yourself in a way that will boost you, you really start to be like, wait, well, let me see what I can do. And you start to research a little bit and you get a little piece of it here and a little piece of it there. And you, what did Yolanda say? Thank God our thoughts are not facts. No, they are lying.
Right.
And you have to train yourself to challenge those things. And so, and this is not just, you know, me talking to a client. This is what I had to do for myself. You stop. Because, you know, the enemy of the entrepreneur is a good paycheck, right?
Yeah.
So you're like, well, it's going to be hard to live on nothing. Yeah.
My goodness.
You don't have anything, you get real hungry.
You figure it out. Thank you, Crystal. Crystal Jones, thank you. One of our past co-authors, and she's tagged a few people in the comments. We appreciate that that tagging. Thank you so much. Listen, amen coming in over on YouTube. Amen. Absolutely.
That's my line, Sister Lois.
All right, listen. Deltas are in the house. And so goal setting, removing mental obstacles that have you in a chokehold. Listen, we're already doing that. If you're just popping on in, welcome. You're checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're here, episode 738, with Yoronda Travis, a founder of Comprehensive Counseling Solutions of Virginia, and Yoronda Travis Consulting. And so these mental blocks, mental obstacles, why... does it seem like they are more for women, more for men? In your just experience, is it equal across the board?
It's definitely not equal. Mm-hmm. I think that both men and women have their set of challenges when setting out to do something maybe they've never done before, or starting a business or what have you. But I think women, especially, and no disrespect to women who don't have children, or you know, but women who have several roles, right? Mom, sister, what a caregiver, employee, employer. We tend to carry a certain amount of mom guilt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if I'm taking that slice of time, or even for me, it was money. You know, if I'm taking the money that is in my coffers, I'll say, to start something that I don't know it's gonna, you know, if it's gonna pay off, then, you know, dog, it's back to school time. I got school fees, I got this, and then here comes Thanksgiving. We gotta cook for the family, then I got Christmas. I cannot afford to start a business right now. I cannot afford to risk a sure thing when my kids, you know, have football and cheer and travel baseball. And the fact of the matter is that we put those things in our way. Again, those are not facts. Those are things, right? You're going to feel some kind of way about it. You feel guilty because you're pouring into yourself or your passion. But if you prepare properly, there's funding. You got to get a budget together. We do budgets for our house, right? You prepare for Christmas. You prepare for your anniversary. I know I prepared for the trip we just took.
Yes.
And so if you prepare for those things, then why not prepare to propel yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just an excuse that we tell ourselves to keep ourselves from getting it done, right?
Yeah.
Because you look, tell me when my kids were at home, I paid for cheer. I paid for this house, all that.
Right.
And, you know, you had to get it done. So if you treat your goal the same way, like it is just, my business is one of my kids.
Oh, wow.
I birthed that thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You have to feed it, nurture, discipline it. I was getting ready to say a word and then I don't, because... censor myself, but and all the things, right? So
all the things, that's right.
So I wonder, and I think this conversation is so great with your depth of counseling and therapy experience and expertise. How does past trauma influence a person's ability to set and achieve goals?
You know, trauma interrupts development. Okay, so we have to know that. And whatever your trauma response, I love that. Whatever your trauma response is, you have to examine those things, right? For lots of women, it is to withdraw and, hey, I can do it myself. What's a trauma response, right? Fear of rejection, abandonment issues. I don't need you to do it. I can do it. And if you don't do it quick enough, don't worry about it. I got it.
Right.
That's a trauma response. And a lot of Black women have that. And we don't even realize that's what it is. Right. And so you have to really look at those things. Can you do everything by yourself? No. And that's where people like you come in, right? Get you a coach. I always tell people, you are, you know, the coach's coach, right? So you can't just expect that you have this piece of knowledge, you have this dream, and that, you know, it's gonna just poof, pop up. You gotta put in the work for yourself. So how you respond to trauma, how you process trauma, we gotta be real. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to be real with ourselves. You know, sometimes we are the problem.
Uh-oh, ouch. Ouch or amen.
Sometimes we are the drama, right? We are the problem.
Am I the drama? TikTok people will get that. Am I the problem?
And you know what? And a lot of times, and especially, and I'm speaking from me, I was the drama, right? No patience. I don't need you to help me. I could do it. No, you know, you have to really look at, you know, I've tried 1,000 things and 999 of them did not work because my trauma response was getting in the way. That's the truth.
Ooh, this is so good. Listen, y'all, put the word more in the comments. Put the word more in the comments. Put the word more in the comments because we are excited that we just secured Yaronda Travis for the Platform Builder Summit that is live Richmond, Virginia, November 8th and 9th. Put the word more. You are going to hear, look at all the people that they more, right? You're going to hear,
talk about imposter syndrome.
More, you can hear her live. If you and just throw some hearts and some likes up, because I know you are enjoying this conversation. Even if you come back later and listen to this, thank you. We want more of this, so we're going to give you more. You know what? I want to play just a quick commercial for related to the conference. Let you rest in the virtual green room. When we come back, we're going to tie this up in a pretty bow. So I'm going to put you back in the green room again. Thank you for everyone that's here as we chat here. Episode 738, goal setting, removing mental obstacles that have you in a chokehold. Our guest today, Yaronda Travis. If you are on Charvette.com, you can see her full bio, links to everything. If you're on YouTube, all the information, all the links are there. If you are listening from the podcast version, you can connect with all the links that we have there. The Platform Builder Summit, the VIP experience is coming Richmond, Virginia, November 8th and 9th. You can hear Yaronda Travis. I might even have her open up. I haven't figured out where on the schedule we're going to have her. I might even have her open up, but I can show you better than I can tell you. Here's the vibe from one of our past events. I am Charvette Mitchell, CEO of Mitchell Productions, the producer and host of the Platform Builder Summit. We are here in beautiful Richmond, Virginia with 115 amazing women, professional service providers. We have therapists, we have accountants, we have realtors in this space, and we're excited about all of the amazing transformations that their businesses and their brands will continue to have.
I was drawn to this conference because of all the beautiful things I heard about the conference. This is my first experience, so I've only heard great things about the empowering women that shared their stories and the things that people take it away from it, and I wanted that experience.
One of the things that I've enjoyed the most about just meeting other women and interacting with other women is the fact that we all realize that we can work together and we can partner together. I don't know how you can come to a Charvette event and not leave more confident in your skill set and in your gifting. And that's absolutely what I feel today, having just been in the room for the past couple days.
Anything and everything you could think of in regards to business has been discussed, from marketing to finance to planning to strategy to platform building. It's so many amazing nuggets that I can take back and actually implement and grow my business.
This is my second time coming to one of these conferences, and I'm telling you, every time I just get more fired up about what it is, that what my why is.
You know, like this is going to energize me for the rest of the year and into 2024. So grateful.
All right, there you have it. Personal invitation for you to attend the Platform Builder Summit. And let me bring our guest back up live on stage here. You can hear in person, take pictures with her on the red carpet and pink carpet and all that, Yaronda Travis. So we look forward to having you. So listen, you have shared so much. This has been so amazing. So for the person saying, okay, I want to set goals. I've got some things I want to do before the end of the year. Any one or two other things that you would say to that person who's feeling like, okay, I'm feeling like I'm pulling the covers off of these mental obstacles. I'm listening to her. And so any one or two other things you would say to that person?
Well, I would say to people first, to be very clear about why the goal is important to you. What is it about what you want to do that's going to improve your life? How is it going to improve your life? And, you know, quantify it. Yeah. Quantify it. That which gets measured gets done.
Yeah.
Right. And so everything is a process. So just quantify it, let yourself dream and really be clear about what it is. And I don't care how big it is, you know, say it with your chest.
Say it with your chest. There you go. Say it with your chest. And listen, some mores are still coming on in. Mores are still coming on in. And so certainly, how can people work with you? How can they connect with you? I know on the therapy side, you individually might be booked, but you have...
I don't take clients anymore.
Right. She doesn't take clients anymore, but... You have certainly a docket of employees under you. So, and any other ways that people and any other things that you have coming up you want to share?
Well, yeah. If you want to get started, you don't know where to get started, we're doing a free primer. It's called a goal setting primer, right? It is free. It is October 2nd from 5 to 7. And yeah, my Instagram, thank you very much. You can message me about more information, or you can go to YarondaTravis.com and see some information there. Nope, it's not posted yet. Don't go there. Message me on Instagram.
Hot off the press.
But it's going to be in Chesterfield, Virginia. Like I said, it's free. Something to kind of get you started from 5 to 7. You'll hear from me. You'll meet some other business owners, some folks who have conquered the big, hairy, mental beast, and give you some real tools to get started if you want to get started on your own.
All right. Wonderful. And again, if you are on Charvette.com, we have all the links. Look down below in the show notes. We have all the links there. That'll be a great, great connection point. And yes, thank you. $3.99. So yes, you heard her correctly. $3.99 for this particular primer that'll help set you up. And so the goal of this show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate Yaronda Travis.
You know, it's so funny. My children are 25 and 30, and I've got a bonus daughter that is 34. And they really motivate me. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to leave a legacy to them. Yeah. And I want them to always have a mom that they can look up to and they're proud of. So, and that's my big, my husband, it ain't cheap to keep him. So, those are things that really motivate me. And just, you know, when we see the work that we're doing, you can't stop.
Yeah.
You know, you can't stop because the people who see us need us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
And it's such a ripple effect of what you do. So the one and your company, that one person, then the lives that they impact, it's such a ripple effect, downstream effect, right?
It is. And it's, you know, and that is a byproduct of owning this company that I did not expect.
Yeah.
You know, I never expected to have such reach when it comes to your people. the clients, the employees, employees are buying houses, cars, they are living their life. They're sending their kids to college, you know, and they've been with me for years. So it is a something I did not expect. And it's something that I very much value, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, wonderful. Well, thank you for all of the amazing work that you do in the community and you help to happen. Thank you also again for being one of our co-authors in Prosper, our book collaboration. In pre-orders right now, order your copy from Yoronda, order your copy. She's the opening chapter, FYI. So we're excited about that. And then certainly to have you grace the stage at the Platform Builder Summit VIP experience. So thank you for being on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you for being so wonderful. And for anybody listening who needs a coach, you better get at her because she gets booked up.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, wow. It is always amazing to work with amazing women. I became really clear a few years ago that I'm a leader that's assigned to other leaders. And so when I get to work with leaders, it just clicks. Thank y'all for being here. And thank you so much for being in the audience and being active and all of that. Thank you, Marilyn from New York for being here. And she typed Marilyn from New York says more. There is more. There's more. And so check out Charvette.com again to connect with our guest and to see her whole bio and all of the things that you need there. And then stay tuned for our upcoming episodes. But other than that, it's a wrap. I'm Charvette Mitchell, founder of Mitchell Productions, which is a marketing and professional development firm based here out of Richmond, Virginia. And we'll see you all later on the web. Imagine what it would feel like to throw a spotlight on your business and draw attention to the great services you offer. Picture having the tools and strategies to elevate the marketing of your business. That's the mission of Mitchell Productions. We consult with women entrepreneurs and a few lucky men to help them get more customers by focusing on their visibility, their marketing, and their branding. In working with us, our clients generate more revenue and increase their brand awareness. We do this in a couple of ways with consulting services, the Platform Builder Group Coaching Program, pop-up conferences, book collaborations, and the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell, your online marketing strategist, your overwhelm eliminator, your platform builder, and your confidence igniter. Let's schedule a meet and greet call so that we can accelerate your marketing.
Virginia. You've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.